Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Avi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Avi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty listeners, I'm your host, Avi Goldhawk, and I am so excited. I'm so pumped. I'm just jazzed about today's show because my buddy is going to be on talking about real estate investing. He is an agent. He is a broker. He's grown a brokerage from what it was to what it is. He is a man among men, and he understands real estate investing, the game of growing a brokerage and markets and trends like somebody I've never seen before. He was probably a child prodigy when he was growing up. He skipped the first, second, third, fourth, and fifth grade. He is about 13 years old in dog years. And boy, oh boy, it's going to be a fun show. But all kidding aside, he is a very good friend of mine. He's local to Atlanta. I live in Atlanta. I invest in Atlanta. He's growing his brokerage, Select Realty, Select with two L's if you want to look him up, in Atlanta. And he's doing a phenomenal job at it. When I met him for the very first time, the amount of knowledge that this gentleman had that he dropped when we were talking about where he wants to take his brokerage, the vision that he has for the brokerage, the understanding of trends in the marketplace and what agents are doing right, what they're doing wrong, what investors are doing right, what they're doing wrong, and what brokerage owners are doing right and what they're doing wrong. And I want to talk about all these concepts today. Today's show is going to be comprised primarily of talking about general investing tactics, some of the markets that we have seen that are really profitable in the United States, including Atlanta, because it's such a hot market right now, let me tell you. I'm a little biased to live in Atlanta, so you know what? Can't knock a guy for being a little biased for living in a city that he's been in for maybe about 10 and a half years or so. And about growing a business. How do you grow a business in real estate? Because that's something that is really, really sometimes difficult to grasp, as many of us will think that we're growing a business, but we're only creating a job for ourselves. And it's something that you've heard me say time and time and time and time again on the show, is that it's not about creating a job for yourself. It's about creating a business and allowing other people to come into your circle to help you grow the business and realize the greatness that they already are. If you have questions for me throughout the show, get in touch. The best way to do that is to go to thinkrealty.com. And guess what, folks? We have a lot of conferences that are coming up. So all you need to do is go to thinkrealty.com and register for one of the conferences. When you do, type in code name. It's like a James Bond super like spy code name. It's called Abhi, A-B-H-I. It's a good pat on the back letting me know that you're paying attention to me on the radio every single day, especially when I talk twice as fast. Think Realty and I have we share a very kindred spirit. We're all about the education for new and experienced real estate investors and bridging that gap so that you can get better, faster, quicker, and you can start seeing more dollars in your pocket as a result of your investing activity. I've created a lot of training courses on thinkrealty.com as well, everything from wholesaling to property management to how do you structure capital with your lender How do you even pitch to your right lender the real estate deal that you have? How do you build networks? How do you? It's so much stuff. And there are other coaches as well. Sonia Booker, Gary Harper, Eddie Wilson, Linda Liberatore. All these amazing people, even Pamela Goodwin. She speaks about commercial real estate as well. And all these folks have come together in one central location to create videos and create courses for you to absorb, learn, and execute on so you can go out and make $1 million next month. And by that, I mean over your lifetime, which is totally, totally the objective. So I'm going to go ahead and bring my friend Chris Lazarus from SelectRealty.com on the air with me. Chris, you with me, man?
Hey, Abby, how are you?
Hey, good. So I did hear that you were the 3-year-old child prodigy, okay? So let's make everybody believe.
I don't know who's been saying things like that, but thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, man, you're very welcome. So I like to start off the show with one question, and it is this. You can offer as dramatic of a response for me as you would like or not, and that is, Mr. Chris Lazarus, are you in a real estate of mind?
Of course. I live, breathe, sleep, and dream real estate.
My man. I love to hear that. Let's tell our listeners a little bit about who you are and what you do.
So my name is Chris Lazarus. I am the Chief Operating Officer and Managing Broker at Select Realty. We're based just north of Atlanta in Marietta, Georgia. I started in 2010 after a stint in financial advising. When my in-laws, because we're a family-owned company, my in-laws dragged me into real estate kicking and screaming. Worked through the recession doing short sales, built my business up to about $7.5 million in sales annually. And then my father-in-law decided that after he almost passed away in 2014, I should get my broker's license as a contingency plan. Well, lo and behold, as soon as I got my license, they decided it wasn't a contingency plan, and they just basically threw the reins in my lap. And over the last 3 years, I've grown Select Realty from $67 million in sales annually to the last 2 years. We've been over $100 million every year. For the last 2 years in a row, we've grown very efficient over the last few years. And we've also started to create a national presence. Our company was just recognized by the University of Georgia. We made the Bulldog 100 list of fastest-growing alumni-owned companies. And we just were invited late last year to join the Forbes Real Estate Council, which is an invitation-only membership with Forbes for thought leaders in the real estate field.
Congratulations on both of those accomplishments, man. I know those are not easy at all. I mean, the Bulldog 100 and the Forbes Real Estate Council, I know you're up to something good, which is why I'm so excited about this conversation. And you are a guy that understands systems. You understand processes. And most importantly, you understand people. And so, again, like I said, there's going to be a lot to discuss in the show today and during the show. I would implore everybody to ask Chris and his team questions. The best way that you can do that is to go to SelectRealty.com. And remember, Select is with two L's. So S-E-L-L. ectrealty.com. Like I said, he's based out of Atlanta, but he's willing to take your questions and help you kind of get through understanding what you need to do in order to be that better agent and to be that better broker. So, Chris, let's take maybe 30 seconds and help me understand. We're about to go to break, though, so hence the 30-second kind of minute here. Help me understand, what's the top mistake that you see real estate agents making when they're first entering the business?
Well, I think a lot of the people, when they first enter the business, the number one mistake is lack of planning. Whatever you're doing in real estate, whether you're investing, you're an agent, you're just looking to buy and hold, you want to flip, it doesn't matter. But if you have the proper planning, you know what you're getting into, you create the plan and then you follow the plan, your chances of success are just drastically higher. When people either don't plan or they fail to stick to the plan, that's when we see people hit a brick wall. They run out of funds and they leave.
No, that's right. I mean, if you don't have that blueprint, if you don't have a full understanding of here's where I am, here's where I want to be, and kind of outlining that, but not just outlining, but in addition to that, really going deep into what each step represents for you, starting with you. I've had a lot of these conversations with even my mentors, business partners, and other folks that I've had on the show, and it all comes down to you. It all comes down to how you're being, what you're doing, and ultimately the type of investor you want to be and growing up to that. And I know for sure I am always, always, always growing. Think Realty listeners, we're going to break. My guest, Chris Lazarus with Select Realty in Atlanta, is on the air with me. Give him a call and his team a call. The best way to do that is to just go to his website. You have the phone number right there. Websites are awesome these days. Select Realty. Select with two L's, though. SelectRealty.com. Got questions for me? Go to ThinkRealty.com or hit me on my Instagram at Avi Golhar. And if you can't spell it, Google will autocorrect it. Be right back.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
If you're serious about building wealth through real estate, then you need to attend the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 14th and 15th at the Marriott Inner Harbor at Camden Yards. Buy, sell, network, and learn at this two-day event. We will have lenders, educators, and more, all focused on helping you achieve financial freedom. Limited early bird tickets, just $45. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 14th and 15th. Register now at thinkrealty.com.
The key to success in any industry is having a network of skilled professionals who can help you do your job effectively. The American Association of Private Lenders believes that with better resources, you get better results. By visiting the American Association of Private Lenders website, you will find the resources to put more deals together, but better deals. Who doesn't want to improve their bottom line? To find a credible private lending professional, visit AAPLonline.com today.
Open more, close more with 5 Arch. The more real estate opportunities you open, the more you close. 5 Arch delivers a borrower-centric approach to lending with common sense underwriting, versatile loans, and deep relationships, enabling you to access loans faster, easier, with greater volume. At 5 Arch, they understand that each deal has its own unique challenges. As a result, 5 Arch delivers speed and certainty of execution every time. Go to 5arch.com. Exceeding your expectations. Go to 5arch.com.
Is your cash working hard for you? Savings accounts and most stocks, bonds, and mutual funds provide little to no real rates of return. How would you like your cash to earn a 15% annual rate of return fully secured by real estate? Our private lending program allows investors to safely invest in our real estate projects without any long-term commitments. Self-directed retirement accounts also qualify. For your free information packet, please visit PassiveRealEstateInvesting.com. That's PassiveRealEstateInvesting.com.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty listeners, I'm back. I'm your host, Avi Goldhar. My guest today is Chris Lazarus from SelectRealty.com. He's the managing principal broker there. And also, it's interesting to me that when you're just getting started in real estate, you have this fantasy of doing a certain volume a year. And just to tell you a little bit about his story and what he's able to do with Select Realty over the last couple of years, he's been able to take it from, he grew it to a $67 million company and then has furthered that from $67 million to $100 million a year in sales. And I think that's incredible for somebody that has a very good pulse on what's going on not only locally, not only regionally, but also nationally. Before the break, he mentioned that he feels the number one mistake real estate agents make is a lack of planning. And I couldn't agree more. I think, obviously, for me, looking back, I should have absolutely planned more, right? And it just makes sense. You got to do it. If we don't put pen to paper with some of the goals, with some of the ideas and concepts that we have for ourselves, for our team, for our family even, then they become very, very, very difficult to attain over a period of time. And that, to me, is very scary because there's so many real estate agents that will jump into the game, but where's the follow-through, right? It's not like you can become an agent and all of a sudden, hey, you know what? I'm no longer going to go to the gym after the first week of the new year. Sorry, that doesn't work. You're here. You have an objective. You have a drive, and you want to do things. You want to do things the right way, and you want to kill it. I got it. But you have to be able to start with that initial blueprint, which Chris has been able to outline and give details about for his team, and that's why he's been able to succeed on such a high level. He was recognized by UGA, by the University of Georgia, and made the Bulldog 100 list, which is absolutely not a small feat. Also has been invited to participate in the Forbes Real Estate Council, which he writes for regularly, and is also a national speaker at all the Inman Connect conferences nationwide. So it's really cool to have him on as a guest of mine today. And we're going to continue the conversation, Chris, about investing. You said, and I think you're a very big proponent of this, where slowly accumulated long-term wealth building, and you own several long-term properties and you're planning on acquiring more. Tell us why that's such a critical strategy for essentially now, instead of something that we should only think about temporarily.
Absolutely, Avi. So my background's in finance, and there's statistics that for day traders, going back to my college days, I think it was like 80% of day traders would lose their initial investment, like all of it, 100%, after like a year of day trading. And that's just my philosophy. Quick money comes quick, and it goes quick. I'm not afraid of hard work, and I think that to do things right, you have to put in the hard work, and it takes time to build wealth. And I'm not saying that somebody can't go out and do a lot of flips, make a lot of money, but that's not my strategy, because you can. But when that property's gone, you're left with no assets, right? You just have the cash left from the sale. So it still requires additional investing. So my philosophy is just long-term property accumulation. Buy a property, stick a tenant in there. The tenant covers the mortgage payment. Because we started doing this when we were 20. So I bought a townhouse in Athens while we were in college, and we lived there for 4 years. When we moved, we didn't sell it. We never liquidate property. We put a tenant in there. I've had a tenant in there for years upon years now. It's been great, even though we bought it pre-meltdown. So we were underwater for a while, but we looked at the numbers and we made sure that our initial investment was going to be sufficient before buying it. So what I mean by that is our rent was going to cover the mortgage payment regardless of what happened to the market. So we've been able to weather the storm. The tenant's been paying that mortgage, and we now have quite a bit of equity in it. We did that at our second house. We have an investment property in Smyrna that we inherited, and that's under renovation now, and that's going to be another rental. And then we're currently building a cabin that's going to be a vacation rental. So we can use that when we need it, and when we don't, no big deal. It'll cash flow for us. The reason that we have all of this is just so, again, it's long-term accumulation, one at a time. Every once in a while, we go out, we buy another property, and, you know, over the next 20, 30 years, those mortgages are going to start to pay off, and it's just minimal investment of the maintenance. So it's been a very steady plan for us, and it's a long-term plan. This is all about peace of mind throughout retirement, because being self-employed, I don't have a pension. I don't have a 401k. I've got my self-directed investments, and then I've got my real estate, and that's our portfolio.
You bring up far too many points that I feel we have time for today. But, I mean, you need to stop doing that, man.
It's a lot.
Right.
Because when you're doing something and you do it right, you got to think in depth about all these different angles that
that's
a lot of people don't think about.
Stop talking.
Gee whiz.
Right. No. It's right. We're ending the show right now. I mean, I feel gee whiz, man. One, never liquidate property, right? You have to, I think I don't even know where to start with this. I think sometimes I get a little frustrated when I see a market filled with only flippers and they don't seem to collectively realize that they acquire an asset, they lose the asset. They acquire the asset, they dispose of the asset. Sure, I mean, the cash hits may be awesome, but at the end of the day, that doesn't build long-term wealth. And I love what you're doing with that. I mean, it brings up questions for me about managing vacation rentals and potentially Airbnb options, the self-employed retirement options for real estate investors out there, or even those folks that are business owners, businessmen, businesswomen, startup people. They might be thinking to themselves, well, geez, you know, I don't really have a 401k, but I've been thinking about real estate investing, and that could be a really good long-term option. I mean, quite frankly, ladies and gentlemen, it's a really good way to even secure your kids' financial future and potentially even pay for college, right? You buy a duplex, it's cash flowing. Hey, boom, you got a little bit of cash flow, but more importantly, throw it on a 15-year note. And by the time the child turns 18, 19, by the time they're ready to go to college, sell the asset if you really want to, and there you go. College is paid for. So if we start thinking about these things in terms of legacy asset building and wealth-generating vehicles, then ultimately we're really setting ourselves up to win. Really quickly, Chris, what do you think about Airbnb? Because you mentioned you have a vacation rental that you're just renovating, a cabin of sorts. Do you think that Airbnb is a viable option? We have about 20 seconds.
I do think that Airbnb is a viable option. Now, we just got the CO, or Certificate of Occupancy, on this last week. So we haven't started diving into how we're going to do it, but Airbnb is certainly a viable option, and that's going to be around for the long term. You could even look at huge markets, New York, San Francisco, places where you can get a mortgage and valuation off the income that you're expecting from Airbnb. So there's a lot of options that are going to continue to grow with things like VRBOs, Airbnb, and the like.
I love that idea. I mean, I'm a huge Airbnb fan, especially if you do it right. But I have this belief that, hey, if we're going to buy long-term real estate or real estate for the long term, that the benefit should be Airbnb, but we shouldn't buy for Airbnb. We should absolutely only make sure that we have both the best case and the worst case side covered. So in the event that Airbnb doesn't work out necessarily, we can always rent it to somebody and still hit the yield that we want on a yearly basis. Think Realty listeners, a lot of great information from my guest, Chris Lazarus, with SelectRealty.com here today. He's not going anywhere. And guess what that means? I'm not going anywhere. Otherwise, he'd have to interview himself, and, you know, quite frankly, I'm a little worried about that. But if you got questions for me, go to thinkrealty.com or just hit me up on Instagram at Abhi Golhar. And check out the Think Realty print magazine. It's awesome. I write for it, and you should read it. Pick it up at Barnes & Noble's or your 84 lumber stores. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760. Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Abhi Golhar.
Think Realty listeners, I'm your host, Abhi Golhar. You know, my favorite platform online is Instagram. So come check me out at Avi Golhar. And the next platform that I absolutely love, only because I can see myself in video all the time, is thinkrealty.com. It's where I live. It's where you need to go right now, unless you're driving. If you're driving, stop it. Not cool. Texting is illegal, but don't think surfing your browser is legal, okay? Don't do it. Pull over and then go check me out online. It's so much fun. Check out all the training courses I've done and the fact that you can learn so much in less than an hour and you're ready to go and speak intelligently in the marketplace about real estate investing if you're new. Are you kidding me? That's so awesome. So again, go check it out, thinkrealty.com. If you happen to register for a conference, type in the code name Abhi, A-B-H-I, just a little pat on the back, letting me know that you're paying attention to me on the radio. You see how I did that? Yeah, I liked it too. My guest today is Chris Lazarus, broker, managing broker at selectrealty.com. And over the last couple of years, he's taken his brokerage from $67 million in annual revenue to a little over $100 million in annual revenue. So he definitely knows a thing or two about scaling systems and teams. But most importantly, understanding trends in the marketplace and how you can take advantage of it. Before the break, we were just finishing a conversation about never liquidating real estate, never liquidating property, unless you absolutely have to. I think that's a fantastic idea. Flippers, pay attention, because it's not only about flipping and it's not only about creating the cash in your bank account, okay? It's about building wealth over time and building generational wealth. The only way that you do that is to buy and hold. Okay, the biggest losers in the stock market crash were those that sold. If you didn't sell, holy cow, you're doing really well. Very similarly, if we have a long-term perspective on our investing game and our objectives, then we should never buy and sell rental real estate. Throw it on a 15-year mortgage, work with a community bank, or work with some bridge financier. The rates right now are super low. Capital and liquidity is everywhere right now. I'm sure you can get it. I'm sure you can get capital for a point and a half, and 6.5%, 7% interest year after year. Even if you need to use that as a bridge while you build a relationship with a community bank, there is still no reason why you can't start picking up some rental property. Okay, let's talk about some trends in the marketplace. Chris, what are you seeing out there? Something about, you're seeing mid-sized, large homes. You're saying something about this, but I wanted to give me a little bit more insight of what you mean.
Yeah, so, the market, we're still facing a shortage, but living-wise, we're over the next year and a half to 2.5 years, we're going to start seeing the peak population of the millennial generation getting into that age bracket where they, on average, the most of them start buying homes. So we're starting to see a lot of changes happening in our communities. The McMansions are not necessarily as prevalent as they once were sought out. Now we're starting to see a balance of what's really important to folks, which is location, lifestyle, and maintenance of the house, because people don't want to spend, at least of the millennial generation, we're seeing that they don't want to spend all of their time taking care of a house. So they're not going to go out and buy a 6,000 square foot house. Now, you still will have some that do that, but broad brush is they want a house that's not oversized for them, so they're not spending the weekend cleaning. They can go out, they can Uber to the bars and have a good time. Location's important because school districts are always going to win out. But what we're seeing in development now is a lot of these suburban areas are being repurposed. We're starting to see multi-use projects come into areas where it once was, you know, a shopping center. Now they're bringing in nightlife and, you know, some really cool boutique shops. And that's all part of this generational shift in what people are desiring. They expect to have a lifestyle where they're living, and they want that kind of inner city but in a suburban feel. So that's going to be a big trend that we see over the next couple of decades. It also breaks down that's more efficient use of real estate space too. So governments are starting to repurpose some of these community squares to be more lively and attractive.
I'm seeing a lot of that even in like the West Midtown area. That's been booming for a while, and they've done a phenomenal job over there, and it's amazing. That's West Midtown in Atlanta. There used to be nothing over there many, many years ago, and now it's just come alive with condos, with apartment complexes. And I mean, rents have been increasing over there as well. Not as much as, say, Midtown Atlanta or Buckhead Atlanta, or let's say you're in a primary market like Chicago, nothing like, you know, the Mag Mile. But it's a really good option for folks that want to stay in a primary market. They want to go out. They want to have fun around the corner. And they're able to do that. And I think that's really, really
cool. Downtown Decatur is a great example of that. So is downtown Roswell.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to start seeing a lot of that in East Cobb also, just for the Atlanta market.
That is awesome. And I would imagine, too, I've been tracking a little bit about Chicago, and they have a lot of stuff going on there. I mean, there's some new initiatives toward the South Side. I remember going to the South Side many, many years ago. I was driving by Jackson Park Hospital. I'm like, holy cow, this is just like a really weird kind of area. But it's starting to come along a little bit. And I'm seeing these bigger cities starting to take these initiatives, just like you were saying, where it's more of a community feel, and you can do a lot of things just in a very small area. You can go out, you can dine, kind of live, work, play, and I think that's super cool. What do you think about the market? Where do you think the market's headed? Do you see a correction coming in the next a little bit? If so, when? Because you have a crystal ball, and, you know, compared to my snow globe here. What are your general thoughts?
I'm not going to reveal my crystal ball. That's my money-making thing.
Nice.
Nobody has a crystal ball. I think that for expecting a correction or a crash, everybody should plan their businesses just to be prepared for that to happen tomorrow. That's just my general philosophy on it. Right now, our local market's booming. The folks that I know across the U.S., everybody's having, you know, growth strategy right now. Companies are hiring, properties are selling. We're still dealing with a shortage of inventory, but you know that's going to be there while housing starts are still at lower levels. Now, one interesting thing is that housing starts have come up. Housing starts right now are hovering right around where they were in 2008, which is great. It's taken us a long time to get here. But we're also seeing more job openings. We're seeing more jobs across the economy. Over the last, 8 years now, it's 2018, we've seen about 16 million jobs gained, while 8 were lost during the recession. So we're looking good right now. So if a crash comes, just be prepared for it. But I think that at least for 2018, we're looking steady. Rates are still good. I think I just saw something yesterday where they decided that they were not going to raise rates again this quarter. They're going to keep that the same. So that's looking excellent for us. And we're seeing residential rates rise. The one challenge that we're seeing in the market is the home affordability is going down. And that's going down pretty much across the board.
Yeah.
Because income levels, even though jobs are great, when you look at the income levels, it's relatively flat across a lot of industries. And we're seeing home prices go up. We have started, even though they're keeping it flat now, we've started seeing rates creep up. They just reduced the, they put a cap on a mortgage interest deduction. Now it's only valid if your mortgage is $750,000 or less. So that's going to impact a lot of markets where real estate is very costly, not so much here in Atlanta, but definitely along the West Coast and up in New England and New York.
And there are so many more trends that we have to talk about as well, Chris, so hang on for me. Think Realty listeners, go to selectrealty.com. That's select with two L's. Got questions for me? Go to thinkrealty.com or just find me on Instagram at Avi Golhar. We'll be right back to continue that conversation.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Partner with a professional. SGF Contracting Services provides renovation, rehab, and repair services on single and small multifamily investor properties. At SGF, we partner with licensed, insured, and vetted contractors across the country. If you're looking to become a contractor, partner with SGF, or need a company to manage the renovation and rehab of your investment property, contact SGF Contracting, the team in contracting services. Visit us at sgfcontracting.com. That's SGFcontracting.com.
Are you having a hard time finding great investment properties? Unfortunately, the best deals are rarely found locally. Successful investing begins with the right properties in the right markets. Norada Real Estate provides everything you need to invest in the best deals across the U.S. Our simple, proven system will help you create real wealth and passive monthly cash flow. Get your free copy of The Ultimate Guide to Passive Real Estate Investing at noradarealestate.com/guide. That's noradarealestate.com/guide.
Sometimes things just click, and at PrivateMoneyLendingGuide.com, finding private lenders to fund your real estate investment is literally as easy as the click of a button. That's because when you visit PrivateMoneyLendingGuide.com, you can search our directory of lenders for free. We show you the lenders who can make your project a reality based on your particular needs. Then watch the funding come together before your very eyes. It's nice when things just click. Get started today at PrivateMoneyLendingGuide.com.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
At St. Jude, a family never sees a bill at all. It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders.
The treatment doesn't get any better than what you receive at St. Jude. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhawk.
Think Realty listeners, I'm Avi, and guess what? It's the home stretch. If you're just tuning in, my buddy Chris Lazarus, managing broker for Select Realty, has grown his brokerage from $67 million to $100 million over the last couple of years, and that's every year. That's annual revenue on a yearly basis, and I think that's such an incredible feat for such a young guy to be able to accomplish. He was also listed in the Bulldog 100 and also got an exclusive invitation to write for the Forbes Real Estate Council and participate in that, which is awesome, which essentially enables his ability to spread his insights and thoughts about the marketplace all over the country, which I think is super, super cool. He had mentioned a little while ago that self-employed folks, putting together a retirement plan can be a little difficult. especially if you are a real estate agent, or say in my case, just an investor. We don't necessarily have these vehicles at our disposal, as many folks say that are employed by major corporations do. So I wanted him to talk a little bit about what he would do instead and how, or maybe how not, real estate plays into an overall retirement strategy, especially for those that may be either aggressive in with their investment personality and strategy, and maybe for those that are a little bit more conservative. Chris, what do you think?
Well, thanks, Avi. So I used to be licensed as a financial advisor. So I'm just going to start off by saying this is not, I would recommend anybody who's thinking about planning for retirement, definitely talk to a professional. Real estate definitely has its ups and downs. It has its risks and rewards. So I would consult with a professional advisor to see if it's right for you. With that said, I am a huge proponent of asset building. I'll give an example. The way I do it is long-term, slowly, and with much work and effort. We work to accumulate properties that can cash flow regardless of the market. So I'm very conservative in my forecasting for the properties before I buy them. And then when I buy them, I make sure that the rent is sufficient to cover at least the cost of the debt servicing or mortgage. And the cost of some of the maintenance, to offset some maintenance. That way, in the event everything goes to hell in a handbasket, I'm left with that asset still in solid financial shape.
I bet you don't leverage too much either, right? Like, I bet you're leveraging just enough versus those that will say, hey, I'm going to build a huge portfolio and I'm going to cash out at 95% every single time. And then those are the folks that will actually fail long-term because they are leveraged to the hilt. I'm sure you're making significantly smarter decisions than that.
I've got several properties right now, and I have not leveraged any of them. My goal right now is to have all the debt service fully paid off so that it is a monthly cash flow and not a monthly expense. You know, I want the income. I want them to be assets, not liabilities. And if you ask a lot of people, they'll think that, oh, you own a property, it's an asset. Well, when there's debt service on it, it's actually a liability. So when my goal is to just use, I'm putting all of the rent directly back into the property. So I'm taking zero return on them. I'm keeping enough out just to cover the maintenance costs. Everything else is just paying down the debt service early. Because when we bought them, for most of them, they were principal residents. So we bought them, we lived in them. When we moved on, we would keep the property. And that's a great plan because I would recommend people talk to their mortgage brokers because I was able to count 75% of the rental income against the debt on those properties when qualifying for my next mortgage. So it actually was a revenue positive on my income. And being self-employed, you know, that's tough. You got 2 years of tax returns. You got to prove all the income, and we've got all the write-offs and fun stuff. A lot of it you can't add back in. So when having those rent rolls come in, being able to count 75% of them towards your income and against the debt service on it really made a huge impact. So I can go through and just buy and buy and buy, and then the cash flows from the other ones just were going towards assisting with that.
So what if I'm listening right now, I might have a very successful business where I'm just starting out in business, and I'm thinking to myself, well, you know, gee whiz, Avi and Chris are talking about a market that's been running up. It's hot right now. Everybody's talking about real estate. Avi's Uber drivers are talking about real estate. Is now really a good time because I feel like I'm paying a little bit more of a premium because of where the market is. Do you still think that it's a good time to buy right now?
So I know it sounds cheesy, but because you hear these real estate agents all the time on their park bench ads, oh, it's always a great time to buy. Well, in reality, real estate is always a great time to buy. And when and the reason it's always a great time to buy if you're an investor is because of a thing called dollar cost averaging. When you let your assets just sit around, they're not earning you anything. And if you wait for a crash or a correction, you're sitting on cash the whole time. None of it's working for you. So in the financial realm, we did a thing called dollar cost averaging, which is just you're always buying. And you're buying when it's low, you're buying when it's mid, you're buying when it's high. And while prices may be on the up, rates are still historically low. My opinion is that a long-term sustainable interest rate is going to be somewhere around 6 to 6.5%. And if you look at mortgages on a long-term scale, they were in the 18% range in the 80s.
That's right.
You can get a mortgage for under 5% still, even with, you know, just qualifying credit. So it's really incredible. And then with a lot of these 3.5%, 5% down loans, if you're out in the middle of nowhere, you can get a USDA with 100% financing. There's incredible opportunity there. Just caveat that a lot of these programs are for primary residents and do have an occupancy clause in there. That's not investor-grade financing. Most investor-grade financing is going to be an 80-20 where you're coming up with 20 down. But if you're going to live there for a while and you're going to hit that clause, then by all means, keep your cash in your pocket. Money's cheap right now. And go out and just buy it, live in it. When you're ready, move on and rent it.
I think that's a great idea, right? And I also think if you're a millennial or if you're somebody just out of college thinking about doing something like this, house hack, right? Maybe buy a duplex, live in one side, rent out the other side. Overall cost goes down for you. And guess what? Property's appreciating. You're having the majority of your mortgage paid for, right? Just a couple of ideas to think about as well. Now, Chris, growing a business, we have less than a minute to kind of talk about this. I did want to touch base on this. What are your overall thoughts? I think generally, it's a finding model, staying very focused, sticking to it. But give me something more that real estate agents can use than staying focused, because I'm sure that's what they hear all the time.
Well, one of the biggest issues with real estate agents is they go broad brush, right? They're gonna advertise in a lot of different areas. They're gonna advertise a lot of different neighborhoods. They're going to lead generate in a lot of different areas, whether that be referral, purchasing leads, whatever that may be. I'm a systems guy. I think that if you're going to do something, you figure out what you're best at, you create a plan around that, and then you implement. Because regardless of what you do, you're never going to see the results right away. It's always going to take you a couple of years to really get established when you're starting something. But if you follow a plan, then people are going to know you by that plan. They're going to know how you operate. It's going to be consistent. You're going to deliver a quality level of service. And, you know, if you go out and buy your book of business or you buy your leads, if you're not going to utilize what you're paying for, if you're going to buy a system and go into that, fully utilize it. Because what most people in real estate do is they only give it half of their all. Mm-hmm. They're going to go out, they'll spend whatever the cost is every month. They won't filter, they won't qualify, they won't call people back properly. And that impacts their business. That's wasted money. And in an industry where you can $40 yourself to death by all these vendors coming after you, make sure whatever you're utilizing in your business follows your vision, your values. Create a mission statement, follow through with it. And then just operate your business based off of why you think you're better, why you think that people should use you over the competition.
And that's how you win. Chris, thank you so much for coming on the show with me today.
Thanks for having me, Avi.
You got it. Think Realty listeners, got to do it. Go to selectrealty.com. Remember, that's selectrealty.com with two L's, select. Got questions for me? Go to thinkrealty.com/radio or find me on Instagram at Avi Golhar. I love answering your questions using video. Hope you learned a lot today. There's going to be a lot more next time. And until then, happy hunting.
The show is over, but Avi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind. Online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Whether you travel for business, vacations, weekend breakaways, romantic interludes, or family adventures, you'll learn about unique destinations and tips to make your travel smooth, efficient, hassle-free, and inspirational when you listen to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Enjoy our fast-paced show, traveling from beaches to mountaintops, cities to fairy tale castles, whether you're traveling for business or adventure. So pack your bags and join us.
BizTalk Radio.